Back at the hotel, Anya discovered that Rue had rented a suite of rooms. She'd never stayed at the Hotel Concordia Venezia before. Overlooking St. Mark's Square, the hotel was located at the heart of the floating city. Getting to St. Mark's Books in the morning would be a short walk. She left Stanley and Rue waxing enthusiastic about the author's books, which seemed to make them both happy, though it irritated her. They were acting as if they were at summer camp and happened to end up with great bunkmates instead of being involved in a potential life-or-death situation. Still, watching them, Anya knew that if Mario had been alive tonight and along for the trip, he'd have been right in there with them. Mario had loved popular fiction as well. The bathroom was vast, all marble with mirror walls. The tub was a yawning pit that would hold an ocean of water. She found what looked like a soothing bath oil and poured it in. The fragrance, spread by the hot water, filled the room. Rue stood there. Anya was not pleased by the interruption.
I swear to you, if you try to pull me into your deliberation on who is the best writer in the world, I'm reaching for the sword.
My, my. Surly tonight, aren't we?
Tired, cranky, and under-pampered.
You lost your luggage at the airport. I know from personal experience that young women appreciate the ability to present themselves well.
Could we save the gender-specific analysis? I've got a bath running, and I intend to soak until I look like a raisin.
I could have done without knowing that.
Rue stepped back and pointed at the uniformed bellhop holding onto one end of a transfer cart. Anya looked at all the boxes from a clothing store.
I took it upon myself to provide you a suitable raiment.
But everything's closed at this hour.
I still have a few old acquaintances here who will give me preferential treatment. I simply called in a favor.
Anya stepped out of the bathroom and into her room. The bellhop began laying everything out on the bed. Mesmerized by the unexpected bounty, Anya began poking through the boxes, finding jeans, tops, underwear, tennis shoes, boots, and even three dresses, one of them a simple black cocktail dress. There was even a full makeup case, toiletries containing an assortment of perfumes, and a too big t-shirt that would be perfect to sleep in. Anya looked at Rue.
How did you know about the sizes?
I've bought clothing for hundreds of years. I know sizes. Do you need anything else? I think I got most everything, but if I miss something, I can still...
No, this is perfect. Really.
I'm glad you like it. I'll leave you to your bath and bed. We're going to have an early morning.
Rue.
Yes?
Thank you. This means a lot.
Enjoy, dear girl. It does my heart good to see you happy.
St. Mark's Books was a small shop situated only a couple blocks off St. Mark's Square. Pedestrians, a mix of tourists and residents, filled the sidewalks and alleys. Since there were no automobiles or bicycles, all traffic, except for the canals, was by foot. After making certain no one was at the bookshop, Anya rejoined Rue and Stanley at the open-air bistro across the street. They'd ordered breakfast, and it was waiting by the time Anya took her seat.
Don't be impatient, Anya.
I'm not impatient. I'm anxious. I keep expecting Garin.
He's not here.
Rue helped himself to a ham and cheese frittata, then added another sweet roll as well. Anya didn't hold back. Rue wasn't the only one gifted with a fast metabolism. She piled her plate high.
How do you know he's not here?
He called me last night.
And you didn't tell me?
I knocked. I heard you snoring, so rather than wake you, I thought I'd wait until this morning.
I don't snore.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Stay out of this, Stanley.
In a very ladylike manner. A loud ladylike manner.
What did Garin say?
He was glad to see that we hadn't been killed. Then he told me he'd be happy to do the job himself if we continued to interfere.
Where is he?
Austria, if his phone number was legitimate. I've heard those can be artificially altered.
Who's Garin?
A former associate. He's become somewhat disenchanted with us, I'm afraid.
That's too bad. You guys are a blast to be around. Gunfights, car chases, never a dull moment. I've already started fleshing out my next plot. It's going to be a doozy. It's going to feature a young woman who's struggling to get her independence from her doting archaeologist grandfather, who's kind of passive-aggressive control freak. Only he's gone missing in the wilds of... somewhere. Anyway, I'll work that out later. And she's the only person in the world that can find him. Their minds think alike, see?
We don't think alike.
And I don't picture myself as a doting grandfather. Furthermore, how can you possibly be both doting and a passive-aggressive manipulator at the same time?
And if he's never around to share things with her... Rue... how can he be controlling?
Guys, could we take an ego break here? I'm going to be writing a novel, not a biography. Those two characters aren't you guys. They're the people I imagine them to be. You know, this is why writers never talk about their books to their friends. The friends just keep trying to see themselves in the plot.
Psuh.
And this is novel writing, not brain surgery. You can't take fiction too seriously. If it was too much like real life, it would be boring. Although, I'd be the first to admit that you guys don't have boring lives.
The owner of St. Mark's Books was a man named Michelangelo Di Benedetto. He was in his late 50s or early 60s, portly, and had a habit of running his hand through his longish cotton-white hair. He arrived at 10 minutes before 10, put the open sign in the door, and was just setting out a stand of clearance books when Anya approached him.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I know you. You're Anya Creed, Mario's friend. You're also supposed to be dead. At least, the police keep denying that you are so vehemently that the media is certain that you are.
Dead?
In the terrorist attack at the airport.
They're saying it was a terrorist attack?
One of those fringe groups called in and took credit for it.
He looked past Anya and spotted Stanley. A grin split the shopkeeper's face.
You'd be Stanley Ounce.
I am.
I would have known you from your picture on the back cover of the books, even if it weren't for all the press coverage this morning.
Well, I can see that disguises will be in order before we go much further in this endeavor.
They went inside the store, and Rue and Stanley immediately delved into the book racks. Both of them wanted to stock up on reading material, and Rue was hoping to find some first editions of Younce's books to have autographed.